Today's incident deeply impacted my life. It made me reconsider many things. It was a message from Allah, which I think I understood. If I had to, I would name today's story a slippery surface. A Facebook post about how I got too smart for myself and almost lost myself in the process. So here's how it goes, the slippery surface. One Saturday morning, I started my day with a lot of energy, as usual. I thought I'd enjoy the weekend after a long week of hard work. So after a few random activities, I decided to take a nice bath, kick back, and relax. As always, I decided to kill some time as the bathtub filled up. But subhanAllah, this time a friend called me, and I lost myself in conversation with him, completely forgetting about the tub. As I finished the phone call, I remembered I left the water on and rushed to the bathroom, only to find that I was too late. I knew I was in serious trouble. I had no choice but to call management. The only problem was, how was I supposed to pay for the damages? I knew my honesty in this case would come with a hefty price tag. After all, I left the faucet running, and the whole thing was my fault. They don't know that. Maybe instead of saying I forgot to close the faucet, I'll say it was their fault. Yeah, the faucet just wouldn't stop leaking. I had it all figured out. My mind started coming up with things which even the devil himself wouldn't have thought of. I thought I was smart. And the creative lies started to come almost naturally, especially under pressure. 3, 2, 1, action. I completely flipped the script on them, started shouting demands at them, even threatened to sue. I've been here before, manipulated situations, outsmarted the world, each time further impressing myself. I've harassed employees and workers at the bank, insurance company, financial aid department at school, cashiers at stores. I mean, hey, the customer is always right, right? I know exactly how to play this game. I've got it all planned out, from the facial expression to the tone of my voice. Here we go. You know what, man? I'm really sorry. I actually just forgot to turn the water off, and this entire mess is my fault. So you can let management know, and I'm willing to pay whatever I have to get it fixed. I don't know what happened to me. Suddenly, the entire plan escaped my mind, and I was left without words, but I was struck with the words of Allah. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ O you who believe, be conscious of Allah, and be counted amongst the truthful. When I read about him, I found him trustworthy to the extent that even his enemies swore by him. It speaks volumes about your characters when your enemies who accuse you of all sorts of things would never dare question your honesty. Truthfulness leads to righteousness, he said, and righteousness leads to paradise. A man will keep speaking the truth until he's written with Allah as one who is always truthful. The Prophet, peace be upon him, wasn't only truthful in his speech, he embodied truthfulness. Not a moment of his blessed life, before or after prophethood, did he ever forsake his faithfulness. Even as he joked, a lie would never escape his blessed lips. The worker who was sent by management told me that the previous resident already reported that the bathroom had drainage issues that were never resolved, and that the office would be responsible and bear all maintenance and expenses. I was about to make a fool out of myself, and he would have known I was lying. Even worse, Allah would have known I was lying. For lying leads to wickedness, and wickedness leads to hell. And a man will keep lying until he's written with Allah, a liar. Peace be unto you, the best of Allah's creation. I will strive to speak nothing but the truth and embody it the way you did. Never again will I allow a lie to tarnish my record. Why would you lie if no creation can harm you without the permission of your creator? Sallallahu alayka ya Rasulullah.